Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey guys, welcome into Keep It About Ball from ZBR, daily sports betting talk with me, Zach of ZBR. I'm an amateur bettor and a casual fan, so please do not take this as official advice. I'm just here to share my betting journey. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube at ZBR Sports so we can grow our channel and hit our goal of 50 subscribers. And as always, thank you guys for listening. All right, welcome in to Keep It About Ball here on a beautiful Thursday. I'm Zach here, trying to keep the ZBR network alive and moving. Not a ton of breaking news going on in sports right now, but we do have a couple things to look over from the last couple days. NBA's back tonight, along with baseball. Spring training officially begins. We got the Dodgers and the Padres about to face off tonight. I think that's 8 p.m. my time central. All time central, all the time. I know I say it every day, it's that time of year, but man, it's that time of year and I am excited for it. Outside stuff, finally getting out the house after a long winter, baseball's back and all that good stuff, but we're not here to get into that. Well, we're here to get into some of that. I guess we're going to talk a little bit of baseball, but we're here to keep it about ball as always, or most of the time anyways. So, not a ton of headlines going on right now. But a couple notable points here. We'll lead off with baseball, of course. Aaron Judge says he thinks his toe injury from last year is something that could bother him for potentially the rest of his career. And as a Yankees hater, I'm here for it. You know, like if bro had a real injury, like a femur or like a collarbone or something, you know, I'd be feeling pretty bad for him. If it was like a brain injury, absolutely feeling bad for him. But a little toe injury, and we all got fucking toe injuries. I don't feel bad for bro. He can cry into his millions for all I care. He's going to be all right. Is he still dating that chick from the DUI video? Staying in the AL East, now former Blue Jays pitcher, Hyun-Jin Ryu is rejoining his Korean team for, what is a record deal in their league. I believe it was like 8 years, $12 million to something to that tune, which, hey, good for him. Maybe helping his league and his homeland over there. And, you know, he's still making good money while he's doing it. And bro is probably going to dominate over there. He's probably going to dominate. Like, whatever the Korean Cy Young Award is, he's probably going to win those for, like, the next, like, 2 or 3 years. So best of wishes for him over there. There's been, you know, some talk in the MLB about expansion teams. They're going to 32. Some of the potential cities have been released and whatever. I'm sure some of you saw some of that. I think we're going to save that for a whole episode and maybe do a list of cities that would be really cool and list of cities that would not be really cool to have expansion teams in. Maybe we can get someone else on to do that with. I think that'd be an episode I'd like to do with somebody else, not all solo. Staying with baseball here, Eric Hosmer retired after a 13-year big league career. Hats off to you, sir. Thank you for helping bring Kansas City a chip. Interesting time to announce the retirement, though, going all the way to the offseason. I guess, you know, maybe got down there to spring and just realized, like, man, I really don't want to do this again and called it good, which I guess better to do that than mid-season, I guess. I don't know. Shohei Ohtani said he's aiming for about 50 at-bats this spring, which is about on par with what I said earlier this week. He probably won't even play for a hot minute, honestly. Like a week or so. I bet they let a couple games go by, maybe see what a couple of their other guys have. They know what they're getting out of Shohei. They just want to make sure he's ready to go and healthy. Aiming for that 50 at-bats, like I said. Probably gonna, you know, wait at least until it's officially March. Maybe take at bat a game here or there, which is already not crazy for a guy like him to do in spring anyways, to just play like a third of a game or something like that. But I imagine they probably just make sure he gets an at bat, probably, you know, bat hitting like third or something, maybe fourth. I don't know where they'd have him at. I'd have to look at their lineup, what they got going this year. Actually, you know what? We'll save that. We'll save that for another day. Never mind. But yeah. And then he'll probably tick it up a little bit in the last couple weeks, you know, take a couple at bats, you know, in a game, you know, if there's an opportunity for them to get an early, like, three at bats, like, you know, in like a second or third inning, like they're scoring a lot of runs or something, they're early getting on base a lot, maybe that happens then. And maybe even they pull him before that at bat. Maybe they're like, you know, you just sit down there, sir. Well, yeah, no need to push it right now, but we will see. Pirates extend Mitch Keller 5 years. No word on the amount that I saw yet. That just came out a little over an hour ago now. And Tim Anderson agrees to a 1 year, $5 million deal with the Marlins as well this morning. Moving on from baseball here, not a lot to really note on, like, as far as like movement and significant events. Just one thing I did kind of, see was Antonio Pierce said that they're gonna channel their bad boy Pistons from now on when they're facing Mahomes and lock him down like MJ. He went on Max Crosby's podcast, and they just really let anyone have a podcast these days. Shaking my head. Wait. But yeah, he went on his own player's podcast to say that they're gonna whoop Mahomes' ass. Like, what, my guy? Like, Mahomes is about to throw for like 600 yards and 7 tutties on your ass in like 2 games, maybe, if you make it that far. He's talking about bad boy Pistons. Like, my dude, you cannot play quarterbacks in 2024 like MJ in the 89 Eastern Conference Finals. It's just not going to happen, my guy. Like, it's not happening. And, like, of all QBs, you could have said you're going to commit a felony assault on. Like, if we're talking, like, bad boy Pistons, that's felony assault these days, straight up, even in football. Like, of all quarterbacks you say you're going to do that to, you chose Patrick Mahomes? You didn't say that about, like, Justin Herbert or Derek Carr, who's already had, like, 15 felony assaults committed on him throughout his career. I don't know how bro is still on the field. You could have said it about him and got away. You could have said it about Russ Wilson. Kirk Cousins a little too nice. You probably got a little heat for that. But Patrick Mahomes, bro? Nah. Mahomes about to be on Antonio Pierce's ass. Andy Reid is about to be on his ass. And the NFL is about to be on your ass. Like, you're already coaching the league's least favorite team run by their least favorite owner. Especially now that the what's-his-fucking-DC is gone, Dan Schneider. Yeah, like, Dan Schneider. Ain't that the guy that wrote Drake and Josh and Zoe 101? All right, jeez, okay. Keep it about ball here, Zach. All right, moving on to tonight's action. I'm not going to pick the spring training games in MLB. I'm going to wait till the regular season actually starts for that. But we got a big old slate to get us back into the NBA tonight, starting off at 6 p.m. Central. We got the Cavs and the Magic. I'm going to go Cavs here. Just a little bit of a better team. Neither team really slumping going into the break. Just taking the better team here. Pacers, easy money against the Pistons. That's a great opportunity to ease back into things post-All-Star break. Especially you had Halliburton playing in that All-Star game. Playing that crazy game style. A nice game to ease him back in to regular season form, because I'm sure he had a lot of fun out there. Embiid and Randall both playing. Knicks at the Sixers. I'm going Sixers here. Just taking Embiid, really, is the factor here. I'll take the Raptors over the Nets as well. Just, you know, two kind of, like, somewhat similar teams in some ways, I guess. But, like, I guess, like, that meme, like, where it's the two people on the bus, and the one guy's, like, looking out, and the sun's shining, and he's happy, and everything's great. And the other dude's like, it's like, just, he's just like facing like a rock cliff, and it's just like a bunch of bad stuff, and he does not look happy at all. I think the Raptors fans are the person on like the Sunshine side of the bus, and the Nets fans, if those actually exist, I don't know if I've ever actually met a Nets fan, which is crazy. If you're a Nets fan, tap in at ZBR Sports on Twitter for real. You got to represent, because I don't know if I've actually ever met a Nets fan. That's wild. But the Nets fans are over on the left side, you know, with the not happy side of the bus. Go on Raptors there for sure. In the next slate, 6:30, solo by itself, is Suns at Mavericks. Could be game of the night. Bradley Beal, Derek Lively, Maxi Kleber, all game time decisions. Total here is 244. Mavericks are 1.5 favorites on ESPN bet, but also the ESPN matchup predictor has the Mavericks to lose by like 3 points or something, or by 3%. So I'm not sure how that works there. I guess it follows the money is how that works. I guess I do know how that works there. It follows the money. Both teams went into the break pretty hot here. They've split the regular season series so far. Tonight's to take that title home for the year. You know, both of these guys, you know, Devin Booker, Luka Doncic, they want that playing against each other in this matchup. They definitely want to be able to say, I beat you in this regular season. Gosh, I hope they play in the playoffs again. I'm going to slightly lean Dallas here, being at home, but this should be a pretty good game. Celtics, they'll cash over the Bulls. Pelicans over the Rockets. Clippers traveling to OKC in a big matchup in what I think will end up being the game of the night when it's all said and done. This is also to be the regular season series winner. Another tough one to pick here, but I'm just going Clippers. A little bit more experience in games that matter, I guess. I don't know. It's just the best way to put it, kind of, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's a bad pick, but we'll see. Amateur picks, as always. Nuggets getting that opportunity to ease back into things as well against the Wizards here post All-Star break. You don't really worry about a guy like Nikola Jokic refocusing and getting back into, you know, regular season mode, but still a good opportunity just for him to, you know, get back into that. And, good opportunity for the Nuggets there, get back into things. I want to say the same thing about Utah against Charlotte, but Charlotte can put up some points still, even though they're kind of checked out. And Utah was trending down before the break, and I don't really think that's going to stop personally. That said, I don't think they're going to lose here. I'm going to take Utah to win, but I don't think it's going to be the ease back in kind of game that it could have been if they were playing and were looking like Utah before the trade deadline. And when they were hot versus Utah post-trade deadline and going into the All-Star break. And really, like, as checked out as Charlotte is, some of those guys are going to be playing for, you know, roster spots next year, contracts next year, stuff like that. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them put up some points coming back here from the All-Star break, all rested up and ready to go. Both teams, really. But going forward, give me the Warriors against the Lakers with no LeBron. Not a lot more to say about that. Kings, kind of like the Nuggets here, should have a pretty good time easing back into things at home against the Spurs. The Spurs are that one bad team that, I don't know, of all the bad teams, of like the single digit win teams, I think the Spurs are probably the one you want to play the least, I think. I don't know. Maybe we should do an episode ranking single-digit win teams. I'm kidding. That'd be funny, though. That would just be a lot of shit talking. not a good idea. But the Kings, I'm going to take them here. Chance to, you know, ease back into things, mostly ease back into things against the Spurs here post-All-Star break. I'll ride with them here. That's all for the NBA slate on the night. We got a big old long dick slate of college hoops over over in men's college hoops, including number 4 Arizona at home against number 21 Washington State. Arizona 20-5 going into this one. Washington State 20-6. That one not till 10 p.m. Central Time, so even 8 o'clock on the West Coast. So you guys stay up for that one, you, especially you East Coast folks. I know there's a couple of you. To shout out again. I know I talk about it once in a while. Shout out the guy that keeps listening in Brussels. Wherever you're at. Brussels, Belgium, I believe is where it is. Shout out you. It's going to be while you're sleeping. if that's a game you were interested in watching. But, man, shout out that guy. It just blows my mind and humbles me. Like, every time I think about it, to think there's someone all the way over there listening to the show. We also got a big, long, coochie slate over there in the women's hoops. Including number 4, Iowa, traveling to number 14, Indiana. And then there's number 1, South Carolina at home against 20-7, Alabama. Just a couple of massive college slate hoops for college hoops there, for real, for real. shut up, for real, for real. Shut the fuck up, Zach. we got an 11-game slate over here in the NHL. Yeah, great time for sports. Should we go through these NHL? Yeah, let's show the NHL some love. Well, let's go through these games. We got the Stars at the Senators. We got the Avalanche at the Red Wings. We got the Capitals at the Lightning. Rangers at the Devils. Canadiens at the Penguins. Panthers at the Hurricanes. Islanders at the Blues. Bruins at the Flames. Maple Leafs at the Golden Knights. My team. I guess both my teams right there. I still got love for the Bruins, but I think the Golden Knights are my team. Canucks at the Kraken. Predators at the Kings. So a big slate there over Sheesh. A big slate over there in the NHL as well. We got Europa League action as well as the knockout playoff round continue. It's the second round kicking off here in just about 5 minutes, actually, from as I speak at 11:45 my time. We got Toulouse and Benfica facing off. In the same time block, we also got FK Karabagh and Braga facing off. And then we got Rennes and Milan facing off. Friedberg and Lens. And then at 2 p.m. Central Time, we got AS Roma, Feyenoord, Sparta, Galatasaray? Sporting, and then Young Boys. What a couple of team names. Just not Sporting something, just Sporting. I love it. And Young Boys. What a couple of names. It's hard to mispronounce that. And then Marseille and Shakhtar at 2. So, shout out to mispronunciations. Definitely have not studied at all on getting better at that. But, you know, reach out. Reach out on Twitter at CBR Sports. Serie A, we got Torino and Lazio facing off at 1:45. That's it for major soccer for the day. And that'll do it for me for the day as well for you guys. And that'll do it for me as well today, you guys. I've got some stuff to do today. Using up the last of my sick time today, you know, at that job before I leave, as I should. Taking the week off tomorrow to reset and get ready for the new job. Hopefully, I'm going to try to get an episode out every day here going forward. I took the day off yesterday, after work and whatever. I was just beat. I went and got some food, and I came home. Great night. Not keeping it about ball right here. But went and got some food. The local diner, some biscuits and gravy, hash browns and scrambled eggs on the top. I had to stop and get gas, and I went inside, and they were doing a deal. You buy an Arizona, and you get a candy bar for free. Cumberland Farm, I'd never heard of it, but it was the sweet and salty caramel with peanuts, and it fucking banged. And straight the fuck up, I just laid in bed, listened to Theo Von's podcast that dropped yesterday with Trevor Wallace, which was great, by the way. I like Trevor Wallace, not his biggest fan, but I like him. He's funny. Theo Von, man, I love that dude and can't recommend his podcast enough. But I laid in bed, listened to that podcast, ate that food, played Fallout 4. Oh, man, that was a good old time. That was a good old time. But took the day off yesterday, so got some stuff to do today. Maybe start some seeds here, you know. Got some stuff to do in the garage that sadly doesn't involve 12 Modelos and listening to the greatest butt rock hits of the early 2000s. Shout out Crossfade, for real, for real. But anyways, you guys, I'm Audi 5000. Until tomorrow, stay prepared. Let's cash some bets and keep it about ball. Keep it about ball.
Thank you for listening to Keep It About Ball. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube @ZBR Sports. And as always, thank you for listening and for your support.